Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What a great song to bring us back in here on the Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Mark Cox along with you. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, Bo Matthews has the weekend off, and we got Annie Fry to fill in with us today. Thank
you. Super glad to be here. Like I said, I can't do the Bo Matthews thing, but I'll try my hardest to not screw up the Annie Fry thing.
Oh, it's great. We love having you on here. You know, Ghostbusters, we're talking about, we've heard stories about things called ghost guns. Have you ever heard of a ghost deer?
Apparently, I don't like those. No,
apparently, that's a problem in some places. Actually, they are albino deer that have been spotted. And we've got Francis Skaliski joining us right now, media specialist with the Missouri Department of Conservation. Francis, welcome into the show. How are you?
Glad to be with you guys. I'm doing fine. And I would say, you said they're a problem. No, though they're not a problem. They're just something that happens in Missouri's deer herd, but we'll get to that. So
freaky.
Not a problem. Just
unless you see one.
Something very unusual. I mean, I'm a deer hunter. I've been hunting deer for years and years. I know Annie's husband hunts deer over in Illinois a lot. I've never seen one, so they must be fairly rare. Tell us what we're dealing with here.
Well, it's just a genetic condition in deer where they lack melanin. The gene that gives them color, the body component that gives them color. They're somewhere between 1 in 20,000 and 1 in 30,000 deer are albinos. Our figures, in Missouri, we say 1 in 30,000. I've actually done a little research in other states. There's some numbers that say 1 in 20,000, but whatever fraction you use, it's pretty rare. However, when you have over 1 million deer in Missouri, which we do get reports of albino deer on a somewhat regular basis. And by say somewhat, I have a woman down here in Southwest Missouri where I work, and she has sworn me to secrecy, but she has shown me photos. She too has an albino deer around her place. So this particular one, what you're referencing, that was seen near Marshfield, and it has been seen several times since last fall. You know, if they can reach adulthood, they seem to live somewhat normal lives. And why I say if, the biggest problem an albino, any animal has, deer, because albinism happens in all types of wildlife, and the biggest problem they have is hiding. They're obviously more prone to predation because they're more easily seen by predators. But if they can make it to adulthood, they seem to live somewhat normal lives, and they're just an unusual deer. So,
Francis, is Annie Fry. Is there any special protection that is offered to albino deer? Is if you come into contact one and you're out hunting and it's hunting season, fire away?
No, in Missouri, no, there's no special like hunting protection. There's two schools of thought with that, Annie. Is number on the one hand, you have people who think this is a very unique deer in the wild. I love to see it in the wild. from a hunting standpoint, there's another thought that this would be a once-in-a-lifetime harvest. I mean, it's not every time you have a chance to harvest an albino deer that would make a very unique taxidermy mount. Both of them are equally right, as long as you have the proper permits and everything like that to hunt a deer, you're allowed to take an albino deer. But it's just like I say, it's just where your schools of thought are in regards to albino deer, and both are equally correct. Like I say, it's just where you fall in whether you want to hunt it and have a unique trophy, or whether you would like to see it out on the landscape. Either way is correct. It's just your personal preference.
Yeah. What are you doing, Mark?
What am I doing?
Would you shoot it?
Oh, I'd shoot it. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, and
are you doing the whole taxidermy thing, or are you just having?
Well, I mean, it would depend. I mean, maybe that's one case where it's unusual enough that you'd.
Well, you're shocked as soon as you see it.
You'd mount it even if it was a doe. Normally, you're mounting a head with a rack on it.
Yeah, it's real sexist.
Well, yeah, sure. But
it's
might
the deer
be,
patriarchy.
It's unusual enough. Somebody might even do a full body mount on one like that. I would.
I've seen one. Driving back from Florida, I saw one in Georgia in the middle of the night, and it freaks you out.
Yeah, I gotta imagine that's gonna sit with you in the bottom of your stomach for just a minute.
It looks like a Harry Potter.
I will say, in various Native American cultures,
yeah.
I mean, white deer, white buffalo, albinos of any type of wildlife, they seem to have a certain stature, a certain mystical meaning to them.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have that, but they're just a different looking type of deer. And as I said, as opposed to the hunting aspect, that is just your personal preference. And there's hunters that say, I'd rather have another deer. So it's just all about preference. As long as you have, as I said, the proper permits, and you're hunting on an area where you have, if it's on private property, you have the permission to be there, it's legal harvest. And it's just up to the hunter's preference.
Francis Skaliski, our guest from the Missouri Department of Conservation. I have to tell this story because when you have albinism is what you called it, correct?
Right, albinism. Yep.
Generally speaking, the eyes are different as well. Sometimes
pink or
the eyes
pink
are pink
or red.
Right. Yes. Eyes are pink.
When I was growing up in Southern Ohio, I had an uncle that had a farm, and he loved to go raccoon hunting. Uh-huh. He had dogs. He had coon dogs, and he would go hunting. He captured several albino raccoons near his home.
He stuffed those?
And he stuffed them. He mounted them, right, on logs, and he had them sitting around his house. And I specifically remember as a child...
Nightmares?
...being afraid to get up and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night because those things were
inside
there in the
your soul when you were trying to pee as a little child.
I know.
In the middle of the night.
It's true. I was terrified of them when I was little.
That's truly an interesting wildlife story.
Yeah, thank you. He had at least two of them. I remember seeing that. So from the Department of Conservation's point of view, you guys, because a lot of these deer get tagged in person in certain counties, does the state keep track of the number that are harvested every year? Do you know if there was one or two harvested last year?
No, we don't. We don't keep track. Like if it is an albino deer, if it's a melanistic deer, which would be all black, that's another genetic condition that some of them have. We don't make any special note of it. As I said, Missouri numbers somewhere around 1 in 30,000. But as I've also said, I don't mean to meddle you with fractions, but I just did want to throw out there, if you get on Google, there are some sites that say albinism occurring deer 1 in 20,000. And as I said, whatever fraction you use, 1 in 20,000, 1 in 30,000, it's pretty rare. But back to your question, no, we don't make any special kind of notation for it because it's a legal harvest, so that's kind of where our classification of that deer ends. So
if my husband comes home with this thing, I'm looking at it on Google. It is it can go in the freezer, but that's the only place in our house that it's not getting on the wall or anything.
Are they okay to eat?
And I was going to say that for the same, like a deer that has an unusual rack or an enormously large set of antler points, we don't make any special notation of that either, on the when the when the deer is checked in or anything like that. The hunter who, you know, who wants to make notation of it, that's fine. We love that people are this fascinated and this interested in deer in Missouri. But our classification ends of it, it kind of ends with the process. It's a legal harvest. You know, congratulations on your legal harvest, and that's it. But I will add one thing that I was getting back to. The deer you're referencing is a deer that was seen near Marshfield. And as I said, it was seen several times beginning last fall. I did a story about it with a local TV station. This other deer that I keep referencing, it's a woman from our church, and she's been showing me pictures of it. And she has said, "You're not going to tell them about my deer, are you?" So, and I said, no, I didn't think you'd want it to mention, because, as I said, she has shown me pictures. And the more I talk about it, the more I'm going to leak out where it's at. Well, all I'm going to say is in Southwest Missouri. So
yeah.
that and why I bring it up is in all seriousness, yes, they are rare, but at least for the moment, I know of two albino deer that are here in Southwest Missouri. So they do happen.
Have you heard if they're okay to eat?
They should be just as, you know, normal venison. Prepare it like you would any other venison, and they should be fine. So
a little bit of white sauce, I guess you'd want to use. Well,
I knew there would be something
coming.
I knew it would either be white sauce, white wine, something like that. I knew there was some comment that was just waiting to be said.
From a distance, they're very majestic looking.
Oh, sure.
Like a Patronus
right.
in Harry Potter.
Some of these are up close, and I'm not feeling it. It's looking into your soul, kind of like those raccoons.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they very much would be like that. Well, that's very nice. Listen, Francis Skaliski, thank you for filling us in on that. I don't think anybody's going to be driving around Springfield looking for that albino deer, but we appreciate you giving us some time.
No, I didn't say it was in Springfield.
Yeah, he gave a whole quadrant of the state of Missouri. Could be anywhere.
See, you're trying to get me in trouble with someone from church.
It's Joplin.
I would never do that.
What
kind of
church?
Yeah. Yeah, what denomination are you?
Francis, thank you so much.
See, that's where I am. So, you're welcome, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah, take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to have a little bit of fun with it, right? I mean, that's good. I'd shoot it if I saw one. If it was pretty good size.
It's radio. They can't see you, but you were grinning ear to ear when you immediately said yes, you'd shoot it.
Absolutely.
Yes. There's
excitement in your
eyes.
Here's something you need to learn, Annie. When I go deer hunting, the deer are at a distinct advantage. I haven't harvested one in a year and a half, so I'm the deer would have a decent chance of getting away. Let's put it that way. All right. Hey, coming up, we are going to switch gears here a little bit. We're going to talk to my friend Richard Pearson. He's the executive director at the Illinois Rifle Association, and they have always got challenges going on with different gun control measures in the state of Illinois. That's coming up on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.